I am joined by two people who need absolutely no introduction here. One is Corey Lynn of Corey Diggs and her amazing researcher, The Sharp Edge. We are on audio only because these two people do such amazing research and deep dives. They are better off with their picture off the internet. We support them fully. I've been working with the state legislators to help them understand the risks that are coming and the total control grid that's coming, including through the financial system. And one of the things I keep seeing is you're a lot of wonderful gold bugs and people who believe in sound money who are encouraging them to do gold systems, and which I think are wonderful. But, you know, 5% maybe if the citizens have gold, 95%, 100% have dollars, and they need the state and they need a way to transact with dollars and not be controlled from Washington and Wall Street or have their transaction, you know. I mean, we can always do everything by Pony Express, but I'm not sure that's the best idea. You know, we have cash, we have checks, checks are an open system, but you really want to have digital systems that have integrity and so that your sovereignty can't be compromised or controlled. And one of the things that happened, Corey, is that a company from London or from England showed up with a liquid, you can buy gold and then you can transact using MasterCard. And nobody saw the risk in that. And I said, wait a minute. This is not a solution because, you know, we can be controlled by the MasterCard system and the central banks have a ton of gold and we don't have a lot of gold. This looks to me like a very dangerous, you know, if it was one of many options, fine. But if you get dependent on this thing. So I need to make sure people understand, you know, that this control grid is very, very deeply involved with a credit card. And you and I, of course, have been talking off and on for years about the terms and conditions at the credit card companies to get worse and worse and worse and the amount of control that's coming in. Anyway, so I called you and said, would you be willing to do a deep dive on Visa and MasterCard? And you did. It was just published last week and it's another blockbuster. So let me just turn this over to you. Let's start with tell us about the Visa and MasterCard article and what you discovered.
Oh, wow. Well, I already knew that Visa and MasterCard were on the front lines of the digital ID control system because back when I was working on the book, I had my whiteboard out and I was narrowing down all of the big companies that I was seeing over and over again that were involved in this. And of course, Visa and MasterCard were right up there piloting programs. And I know Edge has also covered them in some of her articles. So we took and we bullet pointed because it would have been way too long of a report. And we bullet pointed, we separated them out, Visa from MasterCard, because they're the two biggest ones, just to show how involved they are. And it's incredible. MasterCard has their own digital identity.
They have a whole fully functioning, fully operational digital identity services division, and it's already active in two markets in Australia and Brazil.
And heading towards the U.S.
Yes, they have their eyes on the U.K. and the U.S. next. They're already approved to operate in the U.K., and they're working at the state level in the U.S., and that's a critical point.
Right, and they, so MasterCard has been in the lead on promoting the digital ID, and the president of MasterCard, the head of the company, just left and went to run the World Bank, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
The World Bank is running the fast payment system adoption, and he's promoting digital ID and governments owning the digital ID and controlling the digital ID at the World Bank.
The big concern that we wanted to lay out is whether or not the digital ID control system could be carried out without implementing CBDCs. And I fully believe on all of our research that they can.